or something in my nose?
No.
Are you picking my nose?
What?
You're listening to Swept Together, the story of a modern romance between two adventurers, at home, at work, and on the road.
We're your hosts, Christian and Annabelle. Join us as we explore the world and make our home together, wherever we end up.
Because after all, home is...
The Changing Seasons.
Welcome everyone to episode 14.
Whoa.
Which is coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, but more specifically and more accurately, where are we?
Wilmette.
Wilmette, Illinois.
We are pretty much in Lake Michigan right now.
You need to talk a little louder, baby.
I'll just do the podcast like this.
Or you could like hold the mic if you want.
Nah, that's a lot of work.
Okay. Or, like, we can move it so that it's, like, right here, and then we can both look out at the ocean. Do you want to do that? And by ocean, I mean the lake. Any body of water, to me, is an ocean, including a pond or a pool.
What?
Because I can die.
Aye.
And drown. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast, but I have this fear of dark, like deep water, and I don't like it, and it freaks me out, and every time I feel like I'm going to drown whenever I see it, or if I'm in it, or if I'm around it, or on top of it, which means I like exclude all forms of boat travel.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't get here to this country on a boat, by the way, if anybody's interested in that.
You did take a boat on your way here.
I took a...
Didn't
what?
You?
No, I just said...
Like
I,
a ferry. Didn't you take a ferry at some point?
No. We took
You said you
Japan
were sleeping
Airlines.
On... No, I know. I'm not saying like to the U.S. But on your way in the Philippines, you took a ferry because you said you were sleeping outside on the deck, which you cannot do in a plane.
Yeah. You can't do that. It's hard to do that on a plane.
So either you were spinning a yarn when you were telling me this story.
We don't
or
have
you were on a boat.
I was on a boat from Manila to Cebu in a changing of seasons in my life. Because I think that was a time that there was a coup. Because there was a guy named Marcos, the president at the time. The same Marcos as the grocery store clerk that we...
Right.
We went to the grocery store this morning to go get some breakfasty type foods. And Annabelle saw that the grocery store clerk looked Asian-ish, right? And so she had her suspicion that maybe she was Filipino. And then... She asked me, she was like, do you think that lady was Filipino? And I was like, I don't know. She looked kind of Hawaiian to me. And then Annabelle was like, well, her last name was Marcos. And I'm like, yeah, of course she's Filipino. But also, you probably aren't so read up on Filipino history that you would know that Marcos is like a former president.
Right. And I don't think she was the former president, though.
She was not. Although Imelda Marcos, who was the president's
wife. She was the one
wife,
with 700 shoes, right?
More than that. I think it was like thousands of shoes.
Oh.
She just bought shoes. She went to Payless and she was like, I'll buy the whole store.
No.
No. She had a lot of shoes, though. Apparently, she's still alive.
Oh.
The president is dead. I don't know how he died.
Hmm.
I don't know anything about Filipino history.
So... So there was a coup.
I don't know a lot about American history
and
either.
You were on a boat.
And I was on a boat because my grandfather, my Lolo, he was like, you guys should leave because there's a coup. So we did. Because we were living in Manila at the time. My mom was like working in Manila. And so my Lolo was like, you need to leave and come back to Cebu. And that was about the time that my dad, who was already in the U.S., was like, hey, why don't you just come to the U.S.? I mean, things are kind of unsettled in the Philippines right now, so maybe it would be easier slash safer to be in the U.S. So that's a story of how we came to the U.S. and my fear and the start of my fear of dark water.
That was how it started?
No, I don't know how it started.
Jeez.
I just don't know how to swim.
Yes, you do.
Not well. I could swim for 2 minutes and then I'll die. So if we're ever in a Titanic situation, you better just kiss my ass goodbye. Because I'm going to be dead immediately. Save yourself.
So the lake, you definitely can't see the bottom.
I'll learn to play a violin in my last minutes of life. And I'll be one of those guys.
I don't think we're ever going to be in a Titanic situation.
Good. Because I'd die. I'm not going to survive that situation.
Anyway.
Okay, so what are we talking about today? We wanted to talk about the changing of seasons. That's what I started alluding to.
The changing of seasons.
Because
yes.
We're here in Chicago, and the last time we were here, I remember talking to your mom and telling her that the last time we were here was in May-ish. Right? May? End of May?
Yeah, it was
it's for your parents.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it's for your parents' 50th anniversary.
40th
anniversary party. It was for your parents' 40th anniversary.
Yes.
Party.
Yes.
And that was in May of this year. And there is this tree, because we're staying in the same like guest suite. They have a guest suite in their condo building. And so we're staying in this guest suite, and right outside is this beautiful view of Lake Michigan. The waves are crashing in right now, so you might even hear it in the podcast. If you hear some sounds, that's definitely not construction outside as they fix the elevator. It's definitely Lake Michigan constructing.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of both of those things.
So, also, there's this tree right in front of us. And there's several trees, but there's one in particular that's very tall. And as we were here in May, the buds were just starting to come out, right?
Yeah.
Or like they were that week, I think, that they all showed up.
Yeah.
They all coordinated and they were like, hey, let's all go to Lake Michigan, guys. And then they did. And then now the leaves are all gone. So I haven't even seen this thing in full bloom. I think it's dead.
I think that's not true.
My perception is that it doesn't have any leaves. I've never seen it have any leaves, so it's ergo. It is dead.
The world only the world only exists as you see it, huh?
So anyway, if you hear any sounds,
some background noise,
then that's because of the construction and random people outside the door walking by with bags of just like wrenches and things that they're throwing around. And like just...
We're not back in our noisy Airbnb from episode 0 where they were also doing construction.
Why is it every time?
Every time we're on the road, somebody's doing construction.
We're on the road and we're recording a podcast, they were like, this is a perfect time to do some construction work right outside their door.
Yep. 100%.
Okay, so changing.
But hopefully you'll catch some of the lake sounds too, because that's really pretty.
Yeah.
Crashing waves. The waves are really big today.
Not that big. They're like a foot and a half.
I mean, for a lake.
I don't know.
This is pretty, I mean.
This ocean is.
This is not an ocean. Big. This is a lake. But you cannot see the other side today, so.
Can you normally see the other side?
Well, sometimes on a clear day you can see, but you have to be
Michigan?
Up higher. You can't be, like, on the ground floor like us. But if you were, like, up high,
you
could
see
sometimes
Lake
see.
Like in an airplane.
You could No. You could sometimes see Michigan.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Not today.
Yeah, it's too... There's too many clouds. not that many clouds, but there's too many clouds over Michigan right now.
Right, by the horizon.
In that general vicinity.
Yep.
So if you haven't listened to any of our past episodes, you can go to our website, swepttogether.com, and go listen to them there. Or you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. And you can just search for Swept Together, and you can find us and subscribe to us.
Yes, and if you listen to us on the iTunes or the podcast app, we would really appreciate it if you left us a review. It's a little convoluted how to do that, but we have instructions on our website, swepttogether.com/share the love, and we just walk you through step by step. It's not that bad. It's just like not intuitive. So yeah, that's why we put some instructions.
And if anybody knows how to do it on like Google Play, I don't think that you can, but I also don't know everything. So if anybody knows...
What?
Whatever. So if anybody knows how to do that on Google Play or Stitcher, then email us or let us know. We're on like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So you can like DM us at any point.
Yep.
That would be very helpful if you know how to do that. If not, then don't bother.
So
what are we talking about today, babe?
Changing seasons.
Yeah.
And this is something that I was going to say metaphorical construct, but that's maybe not what I want to say.
It depends. What's the context? It might be what you want to say.
It might. So when we first started dating, we were having a conversation, and I referred to a season of my life as like a period of time where something, you know, something was happening, and then there was a change, a shift, and that was like a new season. And I just kind of said it off the cuff, something about, well, this season, blah, blah, blah. And I remember you asking me about it and being like, what do you mean season? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, this is something that like comes so naturally to me, this idea of the fact that like in life there's just like different
Different seasons.
I don't even know how to explain them other than that.
I think that's a perfect analogy.
You know, there's shifts in your life and what each, you know, period of time
kind of like represents.
Represents, yeah. In the same way that in a given year, you know, the weather naturally kind of like shifts season to season, and you see different things in nature, and you have to wear different clothes.
And I can't wear my bikini right now.
I mean, you could wear your bikini right now, but it would be a little cold. But yeah, so that's something that I've like always kind of, I mean, as long as I remember, I've kind of looked at life that way. And it was something that, well, I guess was new to you from when we started dating.
Well, it was new to me I'd never thought of it that way before, as seasons of my life, or I've never, you know, I'm sure that there were seasons in my life. It's just that I didn't think of even thinking of them that way. Just this is my time where I am at school in college. And I didn't think of using the analogy of the seasons of the world or Earth as a way to describe my life. Do I have something?
Is that what you're doing?
Is there something in my nose?
No.
Are you picking my nose?
What? No.
From across the way.
For the record, my hands are nowhere near his nose. for me, it's always been like a really encouraging thought especially during like the more like wintry seasons where maybe you're not seeing a lot of growth and you feel like maybe frustrated or upset, or, you know, there's like difficult seasons where maybe they're not as like fruitful or whatever as other seasons, or they're more painful. But there's like hope in knowing that like eventually spring will come, even though sometimes it takes longer than you would like. Spring never shows up when I want it to, in actuality and also metaphorically. Yeah, and then...
But then there's value to the winter part of your life. I guess in this case...
It kills all the giant bugs.
Yeah. are we saying winter is bad in this case?
No.
Because I love winter.
Well, I know you love winter. But I'm talking about, like, I don't necessarily think winter's bad. But it's more like...
So in this way, we're using winter as an analogy for like a more depressed time in our lives?
I guess so. I mean, it's like a lot of times, or like, you know, I'll have like a season where like things aren't really like growing or being as productive. Like that's kind of a wintry season, because in winter, like nothing's growing. All the trees are like hibernating and the flowers are dead and stuff. But in summer, like there's a lot of stuff growing. There's a lot
vibrancy.
Of like, yeah. Yeah. Like all the animals are making babies.
Oh yeah.
So there's more like growth and energy and movement, you know. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like a bad season, but it's more of like a season of like hibernation, maybe.
Yeah. Or like withdrawal. Is that
right?
A better way?
Yeah, but I don't have as much of an affinity for winter as you do, so I'm more likely to be like, man, it's winter. Sucks.
And I'm like, woo, it's winter. It's gonna snow. We just had our first snow, finally, in
Denver.
On Thursday last week in Denver, and
which is unusually late.
Yeah, it is very late. Mid-November is very late for any kind of snow, so we've had, it was pretty dry. It's been pretty dry.
Yeah.
So anyway, what were you talking about?
Seasons.
Oh yeah. Okay, so where in our, and you, I can't talk. Where do you think you are in your life? What season are you in now?
I think personally, I feel like I'm in a... Well, I think I also kind of see this in my business as well, like a season... You know, there's like certain seasons where I work on stuff and it's really productive. And, you know, there's seasons of like launching things. If you own your own business, you know that there's like times where you're like launching stuff. You're putting a lot of stuff out in the world. There's times where you're like kind of more internalizing, or you're like processing, reflecting, and like resting. And so I kind of find myself not always in the same season, I guess, when it comes to like my personal life.
So they could be not in the same season, you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
Like my business, because I would say like right now I'm kind of in more of like a, in my business, I'm more in like a resting, reflecting, like I'm creating a lot of things behind the scenes, but it's more like...
Right, you're using...
So it's maybe like springtime, kind of, like, like getting ready
for the fruitfulness
what's to come.
Of summer?
Yeah.
Of the summer.
Like,
of...
I'm doing, like, behind the scenes, like, preparing work, like
yeah.
planting bulbs and stuff like that.
Okay.
But And so, you know, it's been less busy, but more just like preparing and things like that for what's to come. And then I think in my like personal life, I feel like I'm more in like a fall time.
About to be winter.
Well, because like I feel like I've like even just recently I was like, oh my gosh, like we're just doing so many things, like I'm getting tired, you know. I think like we've been doing so much with like the RV renovation and just everything that we've been, you know, doing, and as well as like, you know, all the like social things that we are involved in and stuff like that. Like I think we've had this period of like summer where there's just been like a lot going on, and now I'm craving more like time.
Hibernation time.
Yeah, more like hibernation time and more just like restfulness and reflection and stuff like that. So I kind of feel like they're like kind of like crossing. I'm making hand gestures like you can see what I'm doing.
She's making an X with her forearms.
Like one is like my business is like the stuff is ramping up, whereas like my like social personal life is kind of like ramping down, which I guess is natural because it would be hard to have like a super intense period in my business at the same time as a super intense period in my like personal life, because then it would just be like just too much going on.
Unless you're like Paris Hilton, in which case her business is her personal life.
Or the Kardashians.
Oh yeah, that's even more contemporary. I'm showing my age.
Yes.
And so is Paris.
Yes. Oh gosh. But yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at. What about you?
For me, it's one of the, I think for my business, on the business side, on the business idea that I have, that I've got going on in the Philippines, that's like in the preseason.
Whoa, now we've switched to football season analogies.
Right.
Or sports.
Sporting analogies.
Sportsing analogies.
Right. So preseason on that business aspect of it.
Of course, I would use nature and you would use sports.
Why? I like nature too.
There's sports.
Natural sports. Anyway, so there's the preseason part of that business, because it's not even, I mean, it's not even on the off the ground yet. It's still in its idea phase, and so trying to get the logistics working. But also at the same time in my career, I've used the past couple of months to kind of rethink where I want to go with it and what I want to do with it and how I can use my career to complement maybe this business side of it. So that's part of where I'm at, and so I'm kind of thinking of doing a semi-career change or shift. What are you doing?
The window was like cracked.
Oh, it's open. Yeah, so is the other one too.
I was like, I leaned back and I'm like, why am I getting this breeze in my face?
Okay.
Hooligans could have broken into our room at night.
From two floors up and there's no balcony underneath us?
I don't know. Maybe hooligans have ladders.
No. Hooligans don't use ladders. Oh. It's against the hooligan code.
Oh. I didn't realize there was a code. I guess you would know.
Yeah. So I'm looking into possibly changing from, you know, from my current IT consulting career and into more of something like around digital marketing, and more specifically digital marketing around data science, because I've been very fascinated for the last, I don't know how long, 2-3 years with data and data analytics and how to use the data that we have to make business decisions And I think I can put the two together very well. I mean, I have a computer science background, and so I'm learning a lot about the marketing side of things as well. And so I think that's where I'm going to be kind of focused in the next, you know, in the winter months where we're hibernating. So that way I can like kind of focus and concentrate on this as opposed to like doing the other things that we've been doing. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't get a pass this year, a snowboarding pass. I get a snowboard, like a season pass every year. And I have since like I moved to Colorado in 2002. But this year I didn't, because I wanted to focus specifically on, you know, the changing of the season in my life, in my career, just because, you know, I knew that if I had a pass and there was a powder day, I would be like, I want to go. I'm still going to want to go on a powder day, but
don't you have a pass though? But it's just for,
I don't have a pass yet. I haven't bought the pass.
Oh,
I mean, I'm thinking about getting the pass, but a very limited pass as opposed to what I, you know, used right. to get, which is like the full, you know, pass that I can go to any mountain.
Epic.
Yeah, the epic pass. And so, you know, that's what I'm focusing on for this season, and to use your terms, the season of my life is to do that. And then in the spring, we will be at, in another season change.
Yes.
When we go on our RV trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a totally life-changing event for us, I think.
Yes.
I mean, this is not a just an outing in an RV. This is going to be a completely new, foreign thing to us.
Yeah, big life change.
And so where are we in that? Are we like in the fall? No, we would be in the spring, I guess, to use that analogy.
Yeah, like preparation phase.
Yeah. So preparation phase for the spring. The spring of this spring. The spring before the spring? Is that the right way?
Pre-spring.
Pre-spring?
No. I mean, I think, too, like, the usefulness of the idea of seasons also helps me to, like, stay focused. Like, particularly in my business, because, you know, I mean, those of you out there who are business owners know that there's, like, always more to do, and there's always, like, you know, you always have new ideas or new things you want to implement, or like just, I mean, there's just so much to do and to be done. And so I think like the idea of seasons helps me, you know, like this month in November, I've been focusing on writing, and, you know, I've been using NaNoWriMo kind of as like a facilitator of that. But I've just been like working on just creating content and trying to brainstorm and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, these months like January or December and January are really good months for like road mapping and planning and visioning and stuff like that. And it kind of just helps to have like an objective, you know, when you're in a season, you know, sometimes you don't recognize it until you're looking back and you're like, wow, this was like a period of time where, you know, this was important to me, or this is what I was focusing on in this season. But you can also like just go into it and be like, okay, like this season of time, like I'm kind of just going to bookend this and call it a season of reflection or a season of visioning or a season of whatever, you know, that you need to focus on. And that kind of like becomes your priority almost, you know, like when I'm in a season of more busyness with my business and I have to say no to more social things because I'm trying to like crank out a lot of work, it's easy for me to make that compromise because I know that in a little bit the seasons will shift and then I'll have more flexibility with my business and I can say yes to more social things and more travel and more that kind of stuff. And I have the freedom to say no to more business things. So it's kind of, you know, just helps me in my decision-making process to not get, like, as overwhelmed, because I can focus on one specific thing for a season.
Yeah.
And so I think for the RV, you know, like, right now what we're focusing on is the renovations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're focusing on getting all of that stuff done. And then we'll probably shift into a season of, like, planning and packing. You know, because right now we haven't spent a ton of time on the logistics, a little bit of time, but yeah, not a ton. So, you know, probably as the weather gets colder, we won't be spending as much time in the RV renovating. We've got it winterized. And so then we'll probably shift to, you know, figuring out what we need to pack and figuring out where we are going to stay and that kind of stuff. And then we'll hit the road. So,
yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, if we were trying to do everything all at once, it would be really overwhelming.
Yeah.
But this way we can kind of divide the tasks and spread them out.
Well, I mean, that was the plan all along, was to have enough of a runway so that we aren't, like, scrambling at the end. I hope we're not
this
scrambling.
This is an
at the
RV,
end.
Not a plane.
I know. But if we put wings on it, then it could be.
It's like the magic school bus.
You still have not shown me.
Oh, that's right. You haven't ever seen the magic school bus.
That was not part of my childhood. Like it was for yours.
Yes. So the magic school bus.
I'm in Generation X.
I...
And you're the millennial.
No.
You are.
I don't want to be.
Well, you can't not be. You can't pre-birth yourself.
What?
I don't know.
Questionable.
So, the only thing I can think of is kind of preparing yourself in that. I mean, you can't prepare for things to happen necessarily. It's just prepare yourself for how things change, because things will change, and that's kind of like the season of life that you're in. And like for me, you know, we're talking about the actual seasons. You know, I like summer and I also like winter. There's two different experiences, obviously,
right?
But there's, you know, things that I love doing in the summer that I can't do in the winter, and vice versa. But I just have learned to just enjoy what is going on now and not, you know, pine for or yearn for what I don't have. Like, if it's the winter, I'm like, oh man, it's really cold. Yeah, it's really cold, but then I also get to snowboard, you know, so then I'm like, I don't need to be really warm right now. And then when it's really warm, I'm like, I don't need to snowboard right now. I can go camping and hiking and things like that. So I guess that would be my piece of advice on how to deal with changing of seasons. I mean, just be okay with where you're at in life or
yeah,
in business.
Yeah, and not holding anything too tightly, because change is inevitable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love fall, but it's not like I can go and, like, glue all the leaves to the trees so they just never fall off. But
oh,
I think that, like,
I just have this mental image in my head, and I don't know why you're a little kid in this image of gluing all these leaves to the trees.
Yep. But I think, I mean, for people who are in difficult seasons, like, just, you know, keep in mind that nothing lasts forever, you know, like, no season is going to last forever. And so, you know, those seasons will eventually change. And so if you're in a season that you're not happy with, you know, find something about that season that you can learn from and that you can enjoy, and
yeah,
and just know that eventually it will change. And if you're in a season that you're, like, really loving, find those things that you, you know, appreciate and don't take them for granted, and know that, it might not last forever, and eventually a season's going to come, but each, you know, each season has its, it's things to be grateful for.
Yeah. That each season has a value to it. That's really good. You want to do the sweep up?
Sure.
Okay. What made you feel loved today?
I went first last week.
Okay.
What made you feel loved today?
Today we went to the grocery store, and I really wanted some other things from the grocery store, like, you know, like the bread and the jelly, because you know how I really like grape jelly. Pretty much the only jelly I will eat is grape jelly, other than guava jelly, but we can't get that except for in the Philippines. So grape jelly is a good substitute, but I won't eat any other kind of jelly. And then we didn't have any, but we walked down to the store, and you walked down with me even though it was like super cold.
It is super cold.
You know, so we walked down to the store and got the jelly and some eggs and things, and I really appreciated, and that made me feel loved. How about you? What made you feel loved today?
What made me feel loved is just seeing the effort that you put forth to have a relationship with my family and connect with them. And I really appreciate that, you know, we're here for like a week with my family, and that you're just like, you know, you want to have, you know, connection with them. And that means a lot to me.
Welcome, babe.
So how about you guys in our listening audience? What made you feel loved today?
Or this week.
Or this week.
Yeah. I mean, it's Thanksgiving week.
It is.
And so
there's a lot to be thankful for.
Lots to be thankful for, and lots to be, hopefully, to feel loved about.
Mm-hmm. If you don't feel loved, take some time to love somebody else, because chances are there are other people who feel the way that you do. And if you reach out to somebody else, that's like a good way. Like we just did another like dinner at the Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
And that's like, without a doubt, I always feel like so like part of a community after doing that, because, you know, you're helping somebody. If you're in a difficult season, there's somebody who has it worse than you. And, you know, like reaching out and helping somebody else is a surefire way to, you know, get out of your bad mood.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, not because, you know, like, whoa, my life is way better than theirs. But
right.
It's just your ability to sympathize or empathize with another fellow human being is I don't know, transformative in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. And it just makes you feel connected, because, you know, I mean, if you're going through a rough time, it's easy to feel alone, you know, like nobody understands what you're going through. And I think when you reach out to somebody to help them, you know, it counteracts that feeling of loneliness, and it helps you feel like you're part of a community and part of, because you are. No matter what season you're in, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know if this concept of seasons is something new to you, like it was for Christian, or if it's something that you've kind of been thinking about for a while, like me. Let us know what kind of season you're in right now, and if this is like a helpful way of, I don't know, seeing the passage of time, I guess.
How to process it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go to our show notes, swepttogether.com/episode14 for this episode. And you can leave some comments there, or you can go to our Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. We're also on Snapchat, at Swept Together. Just look for at Swept Together, and you can find us. And just remember to rate us on iTunes.
Yay!
Until next week, we will talk to you then. Hope everybody has a
happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah. So to send you off for Thanksgiving, we will be letting you hear what we hear, Lake Michigan. Take it away, Lake Michigan. As long as we have a disclaimer, you know, ahead of it, saying like, we're in a place and it's noisy and there's people.
Yeah.
We're out in the real world instead of our studios.
Jeez. Oh no, the plane! Okay. For the record, my hands are nowhere near his nose. I don't feel like I'm talking loud enough. Am I talking loud enough?
No. Did you ever watch Fantasy Island? You probably didn't, because it was pagan.